Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
This is day 32 of the letters of John, and our title today is Love Reassures Our Hearts Before God. Patrick Morley said, "The height of our love for God will never exceed the depth of our love for one another." Our text today is 1 John 3:19 through 20. "By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before Him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and He knows everything." Love is like a multifaceted diamond. As we have seen in our study, love reflects the level of our abiding in Christ. In addition, John has placed love against the dark backdrop of hate and shown us the ultimate contrast. Yesterday, we were given a reminder in 1 John 3:18 that divine love involves action. "Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth." As John continues in this first epistle, he reveals another multi-sided truth about love. Love reflects its truth in action and reassures our hearts before God. The beginning of 1 John 3:19 can be translated, "Hereby we know that we are truly His." The display of love divulges the true nature of our hearts. When the love of Christ is revealed through our actions, we gain assurance that His love truly resides in our lives. The Christian life isn't easy. As we seek to grow closer to Christ, we will struggle with the attacks of the devil. The evil one often attacks our thoughts regarding the assurance of our salvation. Verses 19 through 20 can provide us security in our salvation and give us victory over the battle going on in our hearts. David Case and David Holdren, in a commentary for Bible students, give the following insight. It's not unusual to encounter personal doubt and self-condemnation. The doubts may be part of one's spiritual struggle in relation to God, or the struggle may be self-doubt. The context for verses 19 through 20 is captured in the words, "whenever our hearts condemn us." The writer expects those inner attacks to occur. Some people spend enormous amounts of their lives being consumed by feelings of self-condemnation. Such feelings adversely transform our perspective, alter our moods, and can incline us to under-respond and overreact. But God understands. God also provides help in such times of need. God's Word and Spirit offer healing and hope. We need that healing and hope, and we need to offer it to others. Consider these questions today. Have you struggled with doubt regarding your salvation? What have you learned today that can help you be more secure in your relationship with God? The devil always deals in condemnation while God brings conviction. How does the phrase, "God is greater than our heart, and He knows everything," bring comfort to your struggle today? Take a moment today and evaluate the love displayed through your words and actions. Ask God to reveal the truth about where you are spiritually, and write down your response. Thanks for joining us. Have a blessed day.